Five, four, three, two, one.
What's the situation, Captain?
This is Situation Fluxus, a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more. Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. News comes back with our first show in 2023. We'll begin today's show with my September interview with vocalist Lauren Henderson. My interview is with vocalist, composer, lyricist, and CEO of Brontosaurus Records, Lauren Henderson. Her new release is titled La Bruja on her record label. First of all, I want to thank you for joining me here on Situation Fluxus.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. We're speaking to each other less than a week before you begin your European tour. You're a world traveler, having toured parts of Europe, South America, and Africa. What are your expectations for this tour?
You know, that's a great question. And speaking about expectations, I've really been thinking about them in general and all of my relationships. And of course, there is an expectation that the band has reviewed the music and maybe had a chance to listen online, whatever streaming platforms they're using. And we've discussed the repertoire, but my only expectation of my band members, so who I'm so fortunate to travel with, is that they are in the moment and that we try our best to connect and give a message to the audience, because to me, that's my number one job. I can't always sing perfectly every day. I could get sick, anything could come up, but I can sing from the heart, and that's important for all of us to be centered in that way.
In performing in front of an audience where the majority may not speak Spanish, like Norwegians, Right. Do you consciously or unconsciously perform in a different yet nuanced manner to penetrate the language barrier?
That's a fantastic question as well. Absolutely. I try to keep in mind, and maybe because I have so many friends who are bilingual, or English may not be their first language, or Spanish may not be their first language, I try to enunciate clearly to make sure that everything goes through. And of course, depending on what's going on, I'm not a stand-up comedian, but I love interacting with the audience. So I've learned from trial and error what jokes translate through and which ones do not. And I try to just connect with the audience, maybe bring up something fun that we experienced before the show, and, you know, thank them for opening me to their home.
Yeah, all right. So let's talk about your new release, La Bruja, which is the Spanish word for witch.
Right.
You sing about the history of women and Black Americans being persecuted in this country. Correct. And the Salem witch trials that took place in Salem, Massachusetts, where you grew up near.
Yes, exactly.
Would you please describe the similarities in each of their histories that have resonated with you?
Absolutely. La Bruja, for me, was a way of reclaiming this word that often has a negative connotation and using it to empower, because I believe that as women, as Black women, as women of color, we have magic, and sometimes that can intimidate people through time, but we have to continue to be strong and shine and show our magic.
Yes, yes, yes.
Exactly. And that's really what this whole album is about. A lot of the composers are incredible Afro-Latina women throughout history.
Including yourself. You wrote 4 tunes for this release.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I did. And it was a really cathartic experience actually writing. And as I delve deeper, I go home frequently to visit my family as an only child. I like to go home and see my parents and make sure they're doing okay. And I think of all of the history we learned about these women who were persecuted for doing nothing but being strong at the end of the day. And that's what it boils down to. So I really wanted to revisit this theme and encourage all of us to stand up and shine as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. You've released 9 albums on your label Brontosaurus Records. Are we talking like Fred Flintstone, Brontosaurus Burgers, or? I mean, that's the first thing I think of when I, every time I read that.
So a little fun fact about me is that I've always loved dinosaurs. I'm a little dinosaur nerd. And I'm also a vegetarian, although it's been... I've been tempted recently, especially as I travel throughout the world and see all the beautiful cuisine, but I've been a vegetarian for quite some time now, and the Brontosaurus was a vegetarian as well. And I'm an old soul, of course. I love jazz and classical, which one of our artists kind of dips in and out. So I'm just happy to support the artists that I can. It is mostly my music on the label, which is which is fine and nepotism at its best, but I definitely want to lift up other artists. What's really important to me as a label is just making sure that I have enough time to devote to that artist, because I don't think it's fair to take their time if you can't really give 110%. And so I keep it small. I keep the roster small whenever I can.
Would you mention some of the artists on your roster?
Yes, I have a wonderful pianist, Lucille Dandridge, and she has a record out now called Journeying, which is out on Brontosaurus Records, and you can find it on all streaming platforms. And then Nora Fox is a quadruple threat. She's a wonderful actress, singer, dancer, writer, and she has some work that's coming out. So as soon as I get back from Europe, I'm going to project manage with her, and we're going to get that release out very soon.
Alma en soledad, fría, congelada, acércate, calienta tu corazón. Alma sólida, fría, congelada, acércate, calienta tu corazón. No te alejes de la llama, abraza el calor. Alma sólida, fría, congelada, acércate.
So out of the 9 releases that you've put out, 4 of them were engineered or co-engineered by Daniel Sanant at Flux Studios in, is it the Lower East Side? Lower East Side.
Exactly.
Right around the corner from Katz's Deli. I know you're a vegetarian, yes. But...
They have wonderful sandwiches.
They do. And the French fries. Okay.
Yes. I will confess that I've tried one of their delicious sandwiches before my times of being a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. And they have an excellent egg salad sandwich, which you can get as well.
And the matzo ball soup and the knishes.
Right? Exactly. Now I'm hungry.
So those 4 albums, Alma Obscura from 2019, The Songbook Session from 2020, Musa from 2021, and now La Bruja of this year. From the beginning of your association to now, what does Daniel Sinant continue to bring out in your recordings?
Oh, that's so important. He is, besides being now one of my very best friends and really like family to me, mi hermano, he actually, which it's not written on the liner notes, I believe, online, but on the hard copy of my very first record, Daniel was the first person to engineer my record. So before I was doing music full time, I was working for MTV Networks. And we worked with studios around the area with voiceover artists. So I had heard wonderful things about Flux. So when I knew that I wanted to release my debut record, I called them up and I was paired with Daniel. And he really hooked me up. I felt at ease. And one added bonus is he's from Colombia, which is right next to Panama. And he, although I'm fluent in Spanish, I always like to have another person to double check my lyrics or just make sure that they're coming through the way that I want them to, that my pronunciation is on point. And it's nice to just have somebody to double check you. And he very naturally fell into that role besides being a fantastic engineer and mixing engineer. And we had a lot of success with that first record. It was seamless. Sullivan Fortner was there, and you know, the three of us have been working together for years at this point. And so for my following records, at the time, the studio couldn't accommodate a larger ensemble, but now they can. So I ended up coming back to him. And each record, we've grown. And I think together, we've sort of developed the sound and the message and the feel that we want, the balance of the instruments, which is really important for my voice, which kind of is low and soft. So I need to be pushed forward. And he does all of these things to enhance the music and really understands the message that I'm going for. So to be honest, I would say he and Sullivan have been really pillars of my development and evolution as an artist, especially as a recording artist.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. You've studied at a number of institutions for music, performance, and business. Brown University in Rhode Island, the IE Business School in Spain, and Wheaton College in Illinois.
Massachusetts, I'm sorry.
Wheaton College is, there are two, aren't there?
Yes, there are two.
Okay, that's right.
I'm so sorry to interject, but I will say that because it's a common, and they have different identities, very different identities. So I like to clarify.
No, you should. So that's Wheaton College, Massachusetts. Got right. It. When did you decide it was pragmatic to understand the business side of music and the arts?
Absolutely. That's a fantastic question. When I started singing on the side, as I mentioned before, I was working at MTV and I was on the production side, and I learned a lot about artist management, which was really helpful. So when I kind of transitioned into doing music full time, a lot of my friends who hadn't had some of the same courses, I mean, they also helped me in other ways because I don't have a conservatory background. I studied music, of course, and theory, but I don't have an extensive conservatory education. But I do know a bit about business, and I've had a lot of management experience. So I would help my friends on the side and do little things for them. And then when more and more people would ask me to help them with their websites or setting up their Facebook page or making an Instagram account. And these are things a while back now. I think people are very self-sufficient with all of these all of these things. But I did help some of my dear friends get that going and organize it and do a lot of the project management for your online presence. So I thought, you know, I can lean in a bit more to this and really develop as an entrepreneur. And at this time, especially once I graduated from Wheaton, I had been working as a professional musician for a while and toured. I thought it would be wonderful as a recording artist to have my own label, because going back and forth with different labels and, you know, negotiating over your intellectual property, which is basically like our 401k as musicians, I thought it was imperative for me to own as much of it as I possibly could. So I really wanted to go ahead and make sure that I could find a way to protect myself. It's also another way of being budget friendly, because of course it's expensive and a cost, a worthwhile cost, but you have to hire different people to help you manage your company. So I'm glad that I did go to school for business, and I learned so much from my colleagues, which was the most beneficial part, I think, because we all have different career paths and we're in different industries. And learning from different industries was surprisingly beneficial in ways that I couldn't even imagine.
So, Lauren, as we come to the end of this interview, I want to give you the last word. If there is a question I didn't ask, if there is something you'd like to tell us about your upcoming tour or an upcoming project.
Absolutely. Well, again, I'm so honored to speak with you. Thank you so much for having me on this incredible program. And I'm so excited to share my message and hear yours as well, because that's so important and we connect in this way. And I'm thrilled to be heading to Europe again. This will be my fifth time heading there this year. So I am no stranger to the continent. I'm so grateful to collaborate with all of the incredible musicians that you hear on these recordings. And so much thanks to Groove Marketing, who I've been working with for years, because it kind of comes full circle. But at the top of the year, I started working with Green Door Artist Management, which is wonderful. And having a manager now and other people to support you, especially as you leave the country and tour around, is just invaluable. And I'm so grateful to be collaborating with them and starting this new chapter. And of course, continuing Brontosaurus and my life as a recording artist and performer. So thank you so much for having me, and stay tuned for part two, which is an answer to La Bruja, and it's called Conjuring, which features some of the same songs, the same concept, but mostly in English with a couple songs in Spanish.
Oh, and when did you say that was coming out?
That is coming out in the spring of 2023.
Next year, Ms. Henderson performs at Birdland in New York City on Thursday, February 23rd, and releases Conjuring in April. My interview with Lauren Henderson. Music heard was from Ms. Henderson's latest release, La Bruja, on Brontosaurus Records. For more information, laurenhendersonmusic.com. Thank you. And now for some music.
I've been cheated before, and I'm cheated again. By a mean little world full of mean little men. And the one chance for me is this life I know best. To be here on this island, to hell with the rest. I'll cling to this island like a rock or a stone.
People of the world, let it be known, we must banish the burgundy, burn the blue, and bury the beige. From now on, think pink. Think pink when you shop for summer clothes. Think pink. Think pink if you want that Kelka shows. Red is dead, blue is through, green's obscene, brown's taboo, and there is not the slightest excuse for plum or puce. Think pink. Forget that Dior says black and rust. Think pink. Who cares if the new look has no bust? Now I wouldn't presume to tell a person what a person ought to think, but tell them if they've gotta think. Think pink. Pink for bags, pink for shoes, razzle, dazzle, spread the news. And pink's for the ladies who swag. Dancing, but just remember one thing. You can get a little wink if you get a little pink in your swing. Michelangelo. Oh, it feels so gay, feels so bright, makes you day and it makes you night. Pink is now the color to which you gotta switch. Think pink, my friend, and you'll be five-starable. In pink, you will be Harper's Bazaarable. You can think, and that includes the kitchen sink. Think pink.
Thank you.
member of the Roy Hargrove Big Band, New York City-based tenor saxophonist Jason Marshall, from his 2022 Cellar Music release, New Beginnings. We're listening to the Charles Mingus tune, Peggy's Blue Light. Before this, from her first new solo album in 10 years, UK vocalist Emma Smith. With a nod to her Jewish heritage, the November release Meshuggah Baby on Windsor Castle Records, we heard the Gershwin tune Think Pink. Smith continues to perform with her vocal harmony group, the Puppini Sisters. And a selection from vocalist Veronica Swift's 2021 Mack Avenue release, This Bitter Earth. I've Got to Be Carefully Taught, written by Rodgers and Hammerstein from the movie South Pacific. You're listening to Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay. Please send your comments, quips, and anecdotes, as well as feedback to thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com. For more information about the show, jazzfluxus.com. And we end today's show with the Columbia Legacy release, recorded live in March of 1974 at Carnegie Hall in New York City. From trumpeter, composer, and bandleader Miles Davis, the composition Tattoo, Part 1 from Dark Magus. Recorded live in 1974, released in 1977 on Columbia Records. Trumpeter Miles Davis's Dark Magus. We're listening to Tattoo Part 1. Davis is accompanied by Azar Lawrence on tenor saxophone, Dominique Gaumont on electric guitar, Michael Henderson on electric bass, Al Foster on drums, and James Matume on percussion. Thank you for tuning in to Situation Fluxus, produced for and airing on WGXC, 90.7 FM, a listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. I've been your host, Cheryl Kay. Tune in next Thursday at 10 a.m. for another show. I also host the Jazz Disturbance on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 5th Sunday of each month from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WGXC, wgxc.org. For more information about Situation Fluxus, TheJazzDisturbance at gmail.com or jazzfluxus.com. Thank you.
preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.